Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, it is Nightmare on Elm Street week. I am so excited. How you doing tonight?
Been dying for this episode for a long time. So glad that it's almost Halloween time. We're about to get spooky. That's my spooky button.
Ooh.
Oh, what is that?
Sorry, I thought you said spooky button. I was trying to insert my own soundtrack.
Well, don't you ever do that.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
You sound like, what is that? The Facts of Life with girls.
Yes, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, you are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and this week we are discussing the 1987 horror film A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. So before we jump into the episode, just a quick reminder to give us a 5-star review over at Apple Podcast. That's going to help us continue to grow, so take 2 minutes, help a brother out if you can. And then subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, or YouTube. Those are all different ways that you can find this podcast and listen to it anytime you want, on the go, at home, on the toilet. As Big Ben tweeted at us just a couple days ago, listening to it while barbecuing in the backyard. We can do it all, JD. We really can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're fantastic like that, and I'm happy to accompany Big Ben with his burger bourgeoisie.
Yeah, I think he actually grilled up some taco meat. I was impressed. My mouth also watered for a good. JD, what's your first memories of Dream Warriors?
I know I saw Dream Warriors. I caught it on TV when I was very young. And it wasn't until I rewatched it in college that I really understood and appreciated what was going on in this movie. As a kid, when you watch this movie, you kind of think that it's a tangible way to defeat Freddy Krueger, kind of, again, superhero versus slasher villain in a lot of ways. But man, I was confused as hell when I saw this as a kid.
Yeah, and for me, this will be kind of fun because other than catching bits and pieces of it on TV over the years, this will be the first time I've actually popped it in and watched it from start to finish. Yeah, I am super pumped to get into this movie. Shout out to you and Andy and Phantom Dark Dave, because you guys turned me on to buying the actual complete set of the franchise. So I now own, I think it's 1 through 5 I have on DVD. So yeah, this will be the first time 3's making its way into the old Blu-ray.
That's what she said.
Oh, yep. I just set myself up there pretty good. All right. Well,
you've taken 3 in the Blu-ray many a time, but you know, this is a new first for you. This is you putting 3 in the Blu-ray, not taking 3 in the Blu-ray.
It's my nightmare. That didn't work. It's my new nightmare.
I like Nightmare on Anus Street. Right? You see what I did there? You see what you did there?
Oh gosh. Let's get to the trailer here, man. So if you've got access to it, go ahead, pull up YouTube, type in A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. You're going to be looking for the one that was uploaded by our friends over at Bunch of Trailers. It has about 3,000 views on it, and I'll give a countdown, 3, 2, 1, click, and we will watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
I'm wearing pants. Wait, no, I'm not. So yes, I am!
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, click.
Mm-hmm. Street Part 3. Freddy's just around the corner.
Okay, JD, start us off. What'd you think?
Dude, that was fucking fantastic.
I loved it.
That's a great trailer. I don't know if that's the official teaser trailer versus the official trailer. I don't know what distinction that gets, but I was like on the edge of my seat and I was kind of bored. I was like, okay, here we go again. Bitch in bed, she's gonna give some boom.
Yeah. Just imagine that, like, at you see, you're sitting in the theater, it's 1987. I mean, horror movies back then were way scarier because we're seeing this stuff for the first time, not remakes of reboots. And you're choking down a little popcorn, a little drink of your soda, another handful of popcorn, and then his hand pops on, you're like, start throwing the popcorn everywhere. I'm coming back to see that thing. What about you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like that's, I feel like maybe there's a class for cinema studies where you discuss successful trailers and teaser trailers. And I think this warrants discussion.
Yeah, literally gives away absolutely nothing. Stuff they film just for the trailer.
It scares the beans out of you, though. Like, I literally am, like, baked beaning out of my butthole.
Sounds good, man.
I think that's a new sentence to the English language. If anybody's ever said baked beaning out of your butthole before, please tweet me at unjustjustin.
BBOB. All right, well, let's get to the box office numbers here. So Dream Warriors opened on February 27th of 1987. The film was distributed by New Line with a runtime of 96 minutes and a budget of $5 million. Dream Warriors was number one at the box office, bringing in $8.8 million the first week. They would drop one spot to number two in week two with a $6.7 million repeat, bringing their 10-day total to 18.1 million. JD, what do you think about the first 10 days here?
Spooky.
That's what you think? It's spooky?
Well, I mean, was it? It's a spooky movie.
Yeah. I mean, three and a half times your budget in the first 10 days. I think they're happy.
I think they're happy too. It's not like it's a goofy movie. It's spooky. They probably went out and got one hell of a Blumpkin after that payday.
Yeah. Also a goofy movie. We got to get to that at some point. Pauly Shore.
Yeah, we do.
Nah,
hey, buddy.
We'll probably pass on that one. We'll see.
Gaining power of cheese. Huh?
So let's talk about Schoolyard Effect. Is it in play here?
I think so. I think it is, not majorly.
Okay.
But I think that this definitely picks up steam.
And you, sir, would be correct. Schoolyard Effect was definitely in play. The movie would stay in the top 10 for 7 weeks on its way to grossing $44,792,222 with no international money. So pretty good return on that investment there. You're looking at about 9 times your return for New Line Cinema. JD, thoughts on the final box office numbers?
I'm very proud of the effort that they put together, and now that we've discussed that they came out in February.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to have a behind the scenes like audio track so people can listen bloopers. To all the mistakes, the bloopers that we do make.
Yeah, some of those bloopers we still can't put out there though. Well, whoops, can't print that.
Whistle.
Line. there's a lot of them. We should definitely do that at some point. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I thought box office numbers were very good, especially for a third film in the franchise. I think it did better than part two, but we'd have to go back into the archives and check out that episode to see if it did. Now, let's talk about the top 10 movies of the week, February 27th. Number one, of course, was Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Number two was Platoon. Number three, Outrageous Fortune. Number four, Mannequin. Number five, Hoosiers, one of my favorites. Number six, Some Kind of Wonderful. Number seven, Black Widow. Number eight, Over the Top, definitely a future episode.
Yes.
Number 9, Crocodile Dundee. Definitely not a future episode.
Oh!
And number 10, Radio Days. JD, any standouts for you?
Crocodile Mother Effing Dundee. I literally got a message from our good friend George Warren this morning. And he's like, hey, when is Crocodile Dundee going to be a future episode?
Oh, man. Yeah, good to hear from old George. And yeah, maybe we'll think about Crocodile Dundee. Over the top, though, man, that's got to be a future episode, right?
Oh, for sure. That has to be.
And then we got Jimmy Chipwood and the old picket fence of Indiana Hoosier basketball. If that's not a future episode, I quit. I mean, that has to be. That's my life.
Larry Bird, Jersey 33. Let's get to French Lick, Hoosier County, and just slam dunk it.
Definitely. Let's get into the critic and audience response. So we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge it here. JD, how do you think the critics received Dream Warriors?
You know what? I know that the first movie, the second movie, they came off well. They did very successful and were looking at a part one, a part two, and a part three, what, 3 years apart from one another?
Yeah, they churned them out pretty quick.
Oh, they churned and burned. I personally, for me, this is my favorite movie in the franchise, so I'm going to be a little jaded and probably vote a little bit higher than what I think the average critic probably said, but I feel like there was a lot of appreciation for what this movie did for a horror franchise and bridging the gap between a mainstream audience and a slasher genre. With that being said, I feel like there was probably a lot of tropes that were kind of poo-pooed upon. Okay. And there was probably a lot of corniness that was just really just slammed into the ground. I'm going to say 65.
Okay.
With love. 65 with love. So you can swing me up to 69 if you want. I'll give you my phone number. It's a fantastic night.
Don't say swing me up. I'm going to do things a little different. I'm going to start with the critics' response first. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 1.5 out of 4 stars and said, "This is a filmmaking by the numbers, without soul." What do you think about that?
I feel like he's probably spinning in his grave right now to any movie he would ever see, because 10 out of 10 movies in theater is filmmaking by the numbers nowadays.
Very true. Very true. Janet Maslin of the New York Times gave the film 3.5 out of 5 and said the film's dream sequences are ingenious and they feature some remarkable nightmare images and special effects. What do you think about that one?
I totally agree. Like, this is what I feel is sort of the pulling from one side to the other about mm-hmm. if this film is great or if this film is just another brick in the wall.
Yep. And, you know, 3.5 out of 5, that would be like getting a C on a test, which for me and you would have been wonderful. Probably would have hung that on the fridge. So 70%, 75 is usually C average. That is what Dream Warriors was, 74% on Rotten Tomatoes and 68% D+. They give out a lot less of those than they do D minuses, believe me. So that's our audience response. So I'm actually quite shocked. I would have thought audience response would have been higher than the critics for this movie. Really for any horror movie, to be honest.
Oh, I agree. I put my guess in for critic. I probably would have guessed audience at this closer to like 80.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I'm not sure why it's so low. I wonder what the IMDb score is, but I'm not going to take the time to look it up because we're about out of time. So JD, what are you looking forward to most when we dive into Dream Warriors here in a couple days?
Just the whole juxtaposition between the Dream Warriors and Freddy Krueger and clashing their worlds together. I just, from what I remember, it's fantastic. And I want to watch it.
Okay. Well,
I know you love the creepy whispers.
I don't like it at all. But we will be back in a couple days. I am looking forward to seeing this for the first time. I am looking forward to potentially not having nightmares, but I probably will. So I'll just deal with that as it comes. And as always, thank you guys for listening and downloading to today's podcast. Again, you can subscribe Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, and YouTube. You can follow JD's blog over at backintimepod.com. You can follow us at backintimepod on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at kautry29, JD's at unjustjustin, and we are out of time. Time to get into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Listening for thanks. Yes, see.